Last time on Peanut Black.
So, Kaz, why don't you tell the people a little about yourself?
I like long walks on the beach. I am a Scorpio, and I'm really into fisting.
Those mitts? Yeah. So how'd you get into fisting?
A pizza guy was carjacked this week, but that didn't stop him.
For his pizza?
No, for his car. That's what carjacking is about.
Could have been for pizza.
I was saying, that's a pizza.
What is the plot of the movie Rocket Dude?
Who gives a fuck?
Correct answer.
Gives a fuck?
Been there to Florida before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking just swarming with pieces of shit everywhere. Like, if it was, if Florida was a pool, just turds everywhere, just bobbing all over the fucking place. That's Florida.
What part of Florida are you going to?
Even the nice parts, man. Fuck that place.
What'd you get beat up in Florida one time?
That guy probably wasn't even fired. They're probably like, ah, he's at it again.
Super Leo.
Come on. Leo. This is what we hired him for.
Right. Last week, he forgot to wear pants.
Just the top half.
I'm like Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
What a fucking party.
Are you ready for some football?
Douglas Thompson is the first guy to ever discover a queef.
Okay. I fucking said queef, guys. That was the joke.
Pretty, pretty self-explanatory on that one.
So I get the point?
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
By comparison of last week, this room is basically empty.
Yeah, man. There was a lot of guys in here last week.
We have no disembodied voice this week.
Yeah, we were going nuts with the Skype for a while.
And we replaced one of the larger men I know with one of the tinier women I know.
True story.
So, Paint It Black podcast, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yeah.
There's Lou.
Hey.
And Danielle's back.
Hi, guys.
And you probably heard Loki jingling.
Mm-hmm. The average age in the room went up a little bit, though.
You go to hell, Brian.
So why are we all 43 now?
Jesus Christ. Way to fuck up the curb, Dan.
At least I make the room more attractive.
If death stares could translate through audio, we'd have lost a lot of listeners. So all nine people who listen to this are like, no!
She's old?
Well, what's the Twitter? You got a Twitter now.
I do have a Twitter.
Throw it out.
It is... Oh, man, I already forgot it. It's Star2D2 Girl.
At Star2D2 Girl.
Yes, so please follow me.
Yeah, what can we see on this Twitter?
What?
Boobs.
I'm sure there'll be some boobs.
Give them what they
want.
Titties. Yes.
Sure there'll be boobs. They're always on me. They're everywhere I go.
You don't ever leave them at home?
Never. Mm. Not yet, anyway.
It's good thinking. That's how you lose stuff.
It is. Where else would I keep
things? Like free drinks.
Free drinks?
Respective men.
How about a free trip to Vegas?
You get really? Many of those?
I have gotten one. Do you not remember that when I went to Vegas?
I remember you going to Vegas. Like, I don't know the details on it.
You didn't segue that like with the wink and like it was free. Like, I assumed you paid for it. You were like, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, I've been to Vegas plenty of times. Never, it's like, free trip, wink, wink.
So what, are you taking a real uggo there, bro?
Anyway, why don't we start the show off and do some news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Paint It Black Studios, here is the news.
All right, let's start with a story about Johnny Depp.
Yes, please.
Savvy?
Johnny Depp decided to get into the smuggling business this week.
Of course, oh yes.
And it may cause some poor dogs their lives.
Some sea dogs, maybe?
Savvy.
Salty sea dogs.
Was he smuggling rum?
Where's the rum? This guy was going to, so he's headed to Australia. And since he's a celebrity, he doesn't follow the rules that the rest of us follow. You know, you can't just go bringing animals willy-nilly into another country. There's rules here. But he smuggled his dogs in. Where's their dogs' names? I love the names. They were stupid.
The Black Pearl and
and Fluffernutter.
Is Boo and Pistol.
Really?
Yeah.
Oy.
Boo and Pistol?
Boo and Pistol.
What kind of dogs are they?
Ratty little ones.
Hey now. Was that Loki? Yorkie? Can hear you.
I love how the picture has just X's over the eyes like he's already dead.
It's the Australian government.
So that's what all that Disney money bought him? Two little Yorkies?
Boo and Pistol. Yeah, so he's so he snuggled these dogs in and...
He snuggled them in?
Snuggled them in.
How else
snuggled
would you bring
them in? In his chest.
He smuggled via snuggle. On his private jet, of course. And agriculture minister, and I love... This is the perfect Australian name. Barnaby Joyce. Was none too pleased. And they may... They're threatening to actually kill these dogs.
Kill the dogs?
Yeah.
Who cares? The Yorkies.
Hey.
They're not real dogs.
No, not that they're going to die, but like the government cares that he brought in two little rats.
They have enough horrible things in Australia.
No, I mean...
They have spiders bigger than those dogs.
They do.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you ever see the towns that just get attacked by, like, the billion spiders that they have? Mm-hmm. Like, the whole town's webbed up?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, fuck Australia like that.
Well, they give him a 3-day warning.
The only thing I want to partake in Australia is a koala. I just want to hug it.
Those things are fucking vicious, man.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Remember we did the story about the vicious koala pet?
No, he was raping other little dogs. I'm not a little dog. He'd want to hug me.
But he was doing more than that. He was menacing those people.
He said if you had cats around, that koala would fist it and rape it. All right, I'm not a little cat, so it's not going to do that to me.
You're a big cat.
You're cats.
Yeah.
He would see me run at me with his arms out. I'd be like, yay, what's up, little koala? And just hug.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that would go.
No. Definitely go down like that.
You'd be like, he's hugging me. And he'd be clawing your eyes out.
No, he wouldn't claw my eyes out, but he would definitely scratch my arms and my back up probably because he got probably the talons on him.
Oh, yeah.
What are those little guys that, like, take the selfies? The oh, my God.
Asians?
No, they're quick. No, they're Australian little
queefs?
No, not queefs. What are they called?
Oh, you know, that's a great joke there, but...
The queef people.
Queef.
I remember them from Crocodile Dundee.
Is it like queequet?
They said queefs! That was the word of the day!
What did you say? Queequay?
No, queequay is actually a cannibal from...
Moby Dick?
Moby Dick. But no, they're like coquas?
Are you talking Aborigines?
No, they're like... Never mind. They're cute little furry things.
The Queequog people.
Sure, it's some Avatar fanfiction.
Yeah, you got this wacky version of Australia where there's like... Selfie-taking pygmies running around.
She's talking about, like, Jawas or something.
They are like little Jawas, yes. Sans the hood.
I want to go to Australia if there are Jawas there.
No way.
Oh, teeny.
What you talking about?
Those I need little, a new... Those sand traders?
I need a new moisture evaporator.
I'm not about the Jawas and their big, big, hulking
vehicles. Those are my people, man.
The Jawas?
I'm the same height as a Jawa.
She was a Jawa queen in a past life.
I'm not about the Jawas. They have a weird language and their eyes glow.
They just go, oh, teeny.
If you ever played the SNES game, they were annoying.
Everything was annoying in that game.
So are they going to kill the dogs?
Yeah, kill the dog.
Yeah, how does that end?
They gave him a 3-day warning and no word yet. I'm pretty sure they're not going to kill the dogs.
It's a very, like...
How great would it be if they did, though?
Only if they made him walk the plank.
They're like, fuck you, Depp. And he goes all John Wick on everybody.
Right, Taken-style situation, like...
Only
he gives him a threat via phone.
I don't think Johnny Depp is threatening in the least.
I think
no. To him, he's getting the threat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Johnny Depp possesses a certain set of skills.
We have a very particular set of skills. Skills involve throwing boomerangs at dogs.
I could play a flamboyant pirate forever.
Is that how they're going to execute the dogs by boomerang?
Yeah.
And then
a didgeridoo.
They'll start systematically stealing his scarves and necklaces.
Catapult. That would take a year just to take the ones that he's wearing.
The man's in his 50s.
After you're 50,
put the scarves away.
After you're 50, your accessories should be like
minimal.
Limited.
Yeah.
To like eyeglasses and
a wedding ring
and
a watch.
Chewing gum or mints because old people have foul breath.
That's the fake teeth.
Not all of them have fake teeth. I'm sure Johnny Depp doesn't have fake teeth.
He seems like the kind of guy who might. I got wooden teeth because I think they're fun.
Is that the new hipster things? Like, we're really revolutionary around here. We got wood teeth. Like,
it's the fedora and the scarves weren't enough, and there's some wooden teeth. He always sounds drunk to me.
He's probably always drunk. I mean, his arm does say wino forever.
He's a guy that's had a very long career that is very, like, meh.
It started off pretty great.
With what?
Oh, my God. Edward Scissorhands is amazing. I even like Sleepy Hollow.
God, he is the fuck puppet of that guy.
From Hell was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was good. Wrong. You're wrong.
From Hell.
Brian just gave the Roman Emperor a thumbs down.
And I was stuck into From Hell, and I was like, geez.
Wasn't he in Nightmare on Elm Street?
He was.
He died like in the beginning of that.
He was the guy who got pulled through the bed into the blood fountain.
That's like saying he was in Platoon. Like, yeah.
He was also in Platoon. Yeah. He was the translator.
He was like most one
of
scene.
His. No, but well, he filmed a lot, but most of his scenes got cut.
Fangirling.
Yeah, because they were like, look, we got to get this guy off the screen. It's super boring. Okay, Edward Scissorhands, and that's it. Like, what else? Like, oh, Blow, and the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
This isn't even his early career we're discussing.
I'm just talking about his whole.
No Crybaby for you? You don't like Crybaby?
Gee, I hate Tim Burton, to be honest with you. Like, he's done, like, a good thing.
That's not Tim Burton.
I just assumed. First of all, Tim Burton has done like 2-3 good things throughout a 30-year career. It's like Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands.
Big Fish?
Big Fish was good.
Big Fish.
He was in Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Brasco was awesome.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Fear and Loathing. That's another one.
Blow.
And then, like, those are solid movies, and then it dips.
No, his recent career sucks.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico was kind of cool.
The one where he's, is he John Dillinger?
Oh, yeah.
That's recent.
That movie, I fell asleep in the theater to that one.
What was it called?
Public Enemies.
Yes.
That was a double feature for me. I saw that in Transformers 2.
So he did, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it was all downhill from there.
Yeah. I'll go with that. I'll agree with you.
That wasn't Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That was a Chimo who owned a Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. That was Michael Jackson's Touchy Factory.
But they did have trained squirrels, and I did enjoy those.
Diddle Factory.
That would be funny if the whole movie was just, like, he gets him into the factory, and they just get beat up by the midges and tied up, and that's it.
They're taking over this joint. Yeah. Oompa Loompa. Fuck
they're
you.
Just prisoners. There's no chocolate. There's no candy. They've just been duped, and now he's their fuck puppets.
We eat children.
What's this?
That was dark.
Yeah, that took a turn fast.
Well, Lou gets involved. Things go dark.
Still way better than the movie he did.
That movie sucked.
And after that, did anybody see that Dark Shadows movie he was in?
I did. Oh, yeah, I made it through the whole thing.
And then fucking Alice in Wonderland? Like, blech. Fuck you.
Tim Burton, also again, suck a dick, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
I think he might have done both of those.
Also, stop casting your goddamn wife in things, though. Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
Oh, no, they're not together anymore, so you're safe.
Are we?
I bet you we're not.
Are we?
Once he gets, like, a girl, and once he gets an actress or actress, actor or actress that he likes, he'll be in the movie forever.
Forever, yeah.
Like Helena Bonham Carter has been in everything. So was
Lisa Marie.
Who?
Lisa Marie. He dated Lisa Marie. I think that was her name. Presley? She was no, just Lisa Marie. She was in Mars
She's
Attacks.
Hatchet face.
No, she was in Mars Attacks. She was with the big blonde wig.
Mars Attacks. That's a fun one.
With Burton.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Despite Burton, that was awesome.
That movie's amazing.
Was a pretty good impression. Yeah. It's not loud and obnoxious and thrill.
Just like me.
Oh, wow. All
right, what's up next?
All right, let's do a story about a Subway. Subway's trying a new anti-theft tactic.
I thought you were talking about sandwiches for a second.
And yeah. We are.
Oh, okay.
These are Subway sandwich shops.
Do people steal unmade sandwiches often?
They're stealing the onions.
This is a high-tech system
that's
being implemented to make it easier to catch people who may try to hold up a Subway.
Do people do that often?
I'm guessing if they're doing this thing.
Give me all your meatballs.
Jared.
It's not real meat,
Give
man.
Me your shredded cheese.
Give me that pot of soup.
Do they have soup?
Yes.
They have soup. Not the one by me doesn't serve it, but they have a pot of soup that they don't.
They don't change
they
out.
They don't change out.
It's a stale soup.
No, there's no soup in it. It's just a pot that they
What
have.
Is the Subway smell? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you walk into a Subway, it smells like a Subway.
Yeah.
It's probably the weird...
It's some bread.
Synthetic bread.
Well, they took the rubber out of the bread, and I got to tell you, I like the rubber bread better. It was
There's
better.
Rubber in the bread?
Or something like that. Rubber, tar, some shit. Plastic.
Yeah. Human meat. Something.
I can get behind human meat. That's at least pretty kind of cool.
That's food.
Rubber bread, no.
I'm guessing formaldehyde.
Could be.
Yeah.
Preservatives.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what this new technology does. So let's say somebody's robbing the place and the security system goes off. When they try to leave, they are sprayed in the face with DNA.
I'm sorry, like, what?
In the face?
The guy DNA? Who owns the joint just whack, 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 whack.
Taste my foot long.
Just like the dude from Science of the Lamps, like, ha-cha!
Wait.
You
fucking Spider-Man.
Everyone gets one. Who steals anything from Subway? Like, give me all your bread.
Well, but nobody wait, who wants...
Who sprays people with DNA?
It's a machine that sprays a synthetic DNA compound into their face, which is, stays visible there via blacklight for months. That way, and each DNA box from each Subway is coded. So if they catch a suspect, they shine the light, they see the stain, they can do a DNA test to find you stole from the Subway here, store location 2348...
Can I ask a stupid question? If it's such a problem at Subway, wouldn't maybe, like, I don't know, a security guard at the door probably be a cheaper, more feasible...
Not when we can jizz him in crime's face.
Yeah, I wouldn't rock... I don't know, I wouldn't want to go into any establishment that just had a security guard by the door that it was, like, a Subway. Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
I don't want to go into any establishment that might spray me with DNA in the face.
Fuck taking a bite out of crime.
We're coming in its mouth.
Money
way
shot.
More effective than taking a bite.
I just like the notes that Lou, when Lou provides his stories, he just puts a little like side note. So it's a DNA marking for Subway robbers. Asterisk sounds like jizz to the face.
It does.
So why don't you just like hook him up with like the Monty Burns like button where this the floor opens up and underneath.
You were. Why not a hatch leading to a gator pit?
Yeah. That'd probably be cheaper, too.
Then they can make the gators into sandwiches.
Gator they could meat. Make the people that the gators chomp into the meat.
There you go. That, I like it. Recycling. Mm-hmm.
The original idea was just to humiliate the robbers.
I think it'd be more effective if you shot them with actual cum.
Yeah.
Just get ready. And...
Ew! No!
If I owned the Subway, I'd be like, fuck ordering the synthetic DNA. I'm just gonna, you know.
How much money could you possibly rock from a Subway? It's like, what, like $150? That
I imagine that most of the money is in the meatballs. Yeah.
You're really putting a lot on these meatballs.
Like, just take the
because it's the only bucket. Real meat in the place?
I don't know. That's debatable.
It's probably just newspaper.
Yeah, well, you ever see their chicken before they heat it up?
No.
Yeah, it looks like dead flesh.
No, they actually, at least the commercial says they changed everything. That now it's like actual chicken.
We now use passable food substitute.
Yeah.
We cook it before you see it, so.
So you don't see the pallid, gray, clammy hockey puck that we pass off as chicken.
At some point, there was a chicken involved in this chicken.
We're no longer using zombified chicken meat.
Meaning it was created in a lab and labeled with a chicken box.
Quick question. Let's just say you found out that like what Subway was feeding you was just like the homeless.
Yeah.
Would you really feel bad about that? Two birds, one stone, in my opinion.
I can't remember the last time I had Subway.
I'd keep my mouth shut if they gave me like a lifetime free eating.
But then you'd be eating
people. You'd always
want
to be eating the homeless?
Look, if I'm going to eat hobo, I'm going all in, baby.
Yeah, I'd eat the homeless.
It's like, I
eat the homeless.
I thought it was a weird giveaway when you get a foot long, you get a bindle.
I'd probably just go out after that, be so brazen with my Subway card, going up to hobos, like, you want to get made into a fucking meatball sub?
Jotting that one down.
Eat the homeless. Like, fuck you, man. Get off my street.
Oh, man. Before we make you into a fucking BLT.
I write these notes during the show, and it's always fun to come back here during the next show and read them and be like, what the fuck was I? Who the hell is Bud Mudd, the Apex Predator?
Bud Mudd, the Apex Predator.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a nasty motherfucker.
So we talked about that last week.
Is he Dosant's best friend?
In the land of Crokhamshire.
He sounds like the villain.
Oh, I can't wait to go back to Crokhamshire.
All right, so what's up next?
Next story. White people of the room. People.
Not Lou. Yeah.
Everyone but Lou and Loki, I assume.
Definitely Loki's with Lou.
Yeah.
Chihuahua. People hate us.
Understandably.
Not me.
No, I love
He's
us.
Like, it's just this guy.
So in Colorado, there's a barbecue restaurant with a Hispanic owner that decided to have White Appreciation Day.
Good for him. Next story.
Which gave white people a 10% discount and all sorts of, little perks, I guess. And his reasoning was, we have a whole month for Hispanic Heritage Month, we have a whole month for Black History Month. So we thought the least we could do was offer one day to appreciate white customers. And bomb threats, people picketing, horrible backlash on social media.
Bomb threats?
Bomb threats.
Oh.
That seems extreme.
Yeah, it's a little excessive. It's like, hey, white people, we like you too. Fuck you!
But he says he offers...
He's a Mexican dude.
He says he offers a full month of discount for Hispanics, right?
We don't get a day. I didn't own a slave.
Yeah. He's just showing his appreciation for letting him pass the border. Mm-hmm. I can only assume, right? Pretty good guess.
Every time a white person walks in, he's
like, thank you.
He had to sell...
Gracias.
He had to sell half a billion oranges to make it to where he's today.
Thank you for letting me out of that hellhole.
You know how many windows he had to wash the red light? All right, I guess we had enough of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a nice palate for it. I could always take some more.
Yeah.
What I particularly enjoy, I made the mistake of scrolling down to the comments section of that that particular thread, mm-hmm. and it's a race war down there.
Who's like, so? Who's really against this? The blacks, the Jews? The...
From what I could tell from reading the comments, which shows your little Facebook picture when you comment, black people do not like this. White people on board.
Well they get a discount, so sure.
It turned into a Baltimore conversation really quick.
Did you not see that coming?
Baltimore? It was Colorado.
Doesn't matter. Where do we go?
Free sandwiches, or 10% off sandwiches in Colorado. Doesn't do with Baltimore.
All right, here's let's go to Brazil now. This one is weird. It's more of a video of a man slowly humping a car exhaust. The caption underneath the video title, which is called Man Fucking Car Exhaust, reads, "For more you have woman, why pay for whore? If you can just fuck your car. Hua, 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 hua. Is it yummy?" And it's a man fucking a car.
Thank you, Tommy Wiseau.
I'm sorry, how do you spell hua, 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 hua?
That is how they
laugh. H-U-A, 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 H-U-A.
A hot car.
A hot car.
A hot car.
Can you tell we all just saw the room?
Yeah.
So that's what that guy is. Brazilian.
Brazilian.
Right. So yeah, that's pretty much the whole thing.
Guy hey, car, how's your sex life?
How's your sex life?
Does he have a custom tailpipe or just stock one?
It looks like, it's hard to tell what the car is because it is Brazil, so everything looks like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, like a shitty old compact.
Yeah. And he's down in this, like, crab walk position, just thrusting hips.
Whoa.
It's a
video.
He's
hitting it like that?
He is crab walking, yes.
I mean, how do you get that low? He's got to limbo up to it.
You're on your knees, right?
Yeah.
No, he's going like on all fours, thrusting hips upward, and he looks at the camera real creepy, and that's the news.
Hey, you got his mileage out of that one, though.
Boom! Yeah.
Love it. But you know, what I liked about that was there was another segment, that story where... There's a dude who is boasting that he's had sex with 700 plus inanimate objects.
Yeah, but his definition...
That's not like a boast, really.
This guy,
exactly.
This guy married a VW Beetle, the one he's describing.
Who did that?
63-year-old Edward Smith.
No, I mean, like, who married them?
I'm guessing 63-year-old Edward Smith.
Right. Could you do that?
There was like a whole special on TV where a woman's married to the Eiffel Tower, another one has a relationship with a bridge.
No, and I see
they were married by a Toyota
you can't
Corolla.
Marry something that you don't own. I feel like that Eiffel Tower is a landmark.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, there was a ceremony. She goes and visits it every year. But they make out.
Because then I'm about to get married to the fucking Midtown Tunnel and start collecting my alimony when we get
married. All right. Well, that guy.
I might have a little tryst with the George Washington Bridge, too.
That guy who's married to the bug, he doesn't actually penetrate the cars.
Wait, did you mean tryst?
Tryst.
It's tryst or is it tryst?
It's tryst.
Oh, I was wrong.
That's a word you never heard out loud?
Right.
No, I only read it.
It's like, I've had a couple of trysts.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it.
Sounds like the Irish like way they would say, like, fucking tryst.
Yeah.
Oh, she got herself involved in a tryst. Pile of sight.
Who's that fucking Mick fuck? He's a new
even racist against the whites.
Lucky.
I love it.
I'm talking about Lucky. No. What's his face? Not Lucky Charms. What was the guy? Colin Farrell. That's how he would say it.
It's
like, I'm a tryst.
Yeah.
You're saying all sorts of things weird.
Me? Am I?
I don't know which one's right in the.
I don't know.
Farrell.
Colin Farrell, right?
I think it's Farrell, and you're saying it like the guy with the dumb hat who makes bad songs.
Who gives a shit?
I think it's Colin Farrell.
Dude, you know what's weird? I saw on TV, there was a tequila, like a weird tequila brand that they had Perry Farrell as their like spokesperson. I was like, wrong.
Perry Farrell?
Yeah. Perry Farrell? How do you spell it?
He's Farrell. That one's right.
And I was like, where do they dig that guy up to be a sponsor of like, what?
That guy
got
was
drinking.
He fought that guy under.
He sold out his whole alternative rock cred for that. And you know what I also heard this week, too? It was a commercial on TV for NBC Sports. And they had the song "Today Is the Greatest" from Smashing Pumpkins. I was like, "Way to go, Billy Corgan! Now you finally sold out."
Wait, right. Do you not know that Billy Corgan is doing something with wrestling? Not the
TNA.
Yes, I think that's it. He's going down to Florida, and he's like doing something with wrestling. He's Billy Corgan
marching his bald, putrid
from the Smashing Pumpkins
doughy body down there.
Oh, a man who wore silver pants and a shirt that said zero.
My friend, he likes watching that channel. They show live show, like
live concerts.
Live concerts, I think it's Palladia. And I go there, I'm like, is that Billy Corgan? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, dude, why does he have a not James Iha Asian person as his new guitarist? He's a not Darcy bassist. And then he's still wearing the same outfit he wore in 1995 that does not fit him anymore.
Tight shirts do not compliment that never man any longer.
He's never, he can't let go.
It's like, I love this zero t-shirt.
And he kept putting his arms in the air, and it was just like undergut popping out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not fun.
He still thinks he's the greatest.
Not tonight.
He sold out so hard.
James really? Iha and I have the same birthday.
Claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
You and the Iha man.
I think I have the same birthday as John Lennon.
I share a birthday with Jesus.
Yes, you do.
Boom. Mic drop.
Excuse me, Pete. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Beatles were bigger than Jesus.
Fuck! Hoisted on my own petard. Let's do a story about a bad tattoo.
Oh, yes, please.
So, this guy got a tattoo around the groin. Of Pinocchio's face.
Of course.
Pinocchio's face. So when his dick gets hard. It's
yes.
Like,
he's so lying. I was going to say, like, he's Pete, lying. Why did you say bad?
It's an awesome tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, he's in trouble for it. For, you know, you don't want to show that off in public.
He right. did, didn't he?
Him and his hilarious buddies were going down to a place I never heard of. Majorca.
It's in Spain.
That's Is not it? In Spain. It's in Middle Earth.
Mallorca?
I thought it was next to Hyrule.
Do.
It sounds Spanish. We'll go with Spain. So he's going there with the rest of his 22-year-old buddies, and they had the hilarious idea. They were all going to dress up like stewardesses and get on that plane, which they did. Everyone thought it what was are they, some so type of, funny.
Is that like an actual costume you can buy, a steward?
Oh, they did makeup.
What are they, Monty Python? Like, they're going to dress up as a bunch of chicks and shit like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they all dressed up as flight attendants, did their hair up, put on makeup. Then somebody noticed he was wearing like a too tight shirt, of course, and the bra was itching him. So it came to light that he had this tattoo, at which point he just, you know, was like, hey, let me show the people.
Wait a minute. How did his itchy bra bring to light a tattoo on his?
I think he adjusted the bra.
I'm sure he was adjusting his clothing.
Yeah.
And
got it.
And someone was like, ooh.
Seems like his chest is way too close to his belly button.
Oh, his friends mentioned to some older men that he had a tattoo of Pinocchio with a dick nose. So he was like, yeah, check it out. Zip. So, does he indecent exposure.
Does he have to lie to make it grow?
I would be doing
I that really care time. About you. This is going to be so worth it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll call you tomorrow.
You're the best I've ever had.
I get laid all the time with this tattoo.
Oh, you're the only one.
I don't have AIDS.
Oh.
I'm not a creep.
Yeah, I'm the basis for Metallica.
There's no way I'm going to regret this tattoo.
Yeah, that Corvette was mine.
I'll always be faithful.
My name is John.
My name is John.
If you're going to go lying, go all in.
That was the biggest lie?
My name's not John, it's Dan.
Bitch. All right, let's do a gross one. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, what's the gross one there, bud?
All right, there's a Maryland woman who has diabetes.
Gross!
Wait for it.
Ew.
So she got some skin problems on her foot.
Of course.
So she was feeding her family
some
with milk. Their feet.
Yep.
Some milk. And they started coughing up what appeared to be sloughs of dead human skin.
From that is disgusting.
Now, if you're going to be putting dead skin that is falling off your foot into somebody's drink, it's probably best if you're not the person who has a tray of dead human skin next to your bed from your foot. Because she was quickly foiled.
Well, I'm losing you.
Why does one keep a tray of dead skin from
their
foot?
I'm guessing what's happening is her foot is just...
rotting.
Rotting.
Disgusting.
So she got a little tray next to her bed where she just sands it down.
Why not throw that in the garbage? Yeah.
Because she's clearly not a good person. Yeah.
She did serve people milk, so I have to agree. It's
clearly gross.
She's fierce.
That's what you took away, the milk. Like, what kind of monster gives milk?
Who wants milk?
Where's the cookies, bitch?
She was a... Oh, my God. Yeah. Those things from It's Always Sunny? Those family? The family?
The McPoyles?
The McPoyles.
She is ugly like that. She looks like she's...
Unibrow?
Yeah. Here's and these picture. Jacked up teeth that just look like she's been chewing on rocks.
She looks like a second grade teacher.
Like a scary one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was caught rather quickly. She denied having any involvement, but I don't know. If you're the one with the rotting foot, it seems pretty cut and dry.
I can't handle foot shit like that, man. It's fucked up.
She's facing charges of food contamination, second degree assault, and failure to comply with a court order.
Felony icky.
I don't know why.
Because she wasn't supposed to go near some of the family members.
Oh, yes, that's what it is. All right, let's that do the one.
Nasty. Come by, give Grandma a nice kiss.
Meemaw, there's toenails in his bread. Oh.
Toenails is pretty gross.
No, that's a pecan.
Let's take a look at this guy's mugshot here. I'm trying to block out the headline because I want you to guess what he did.
That guy?
Oh.
This story, by the way, sent to us by friend of the show, Andy B. Rules Cool Andy.
Yeah. Gotta say the whole thing every time.
What's an Indian crime? Scalped. He scalped somebody.
Well, first his name is Jeff Gaylord.
That's a rough last name.
From Jacksonville, Florida.
Of course he's from Florida.
And he killed a man named Mr. Happy. It's his imaginary friend.
Oh. You can go to jail for that? Confused.
Mr. Happy had his own Twitter and Facebook.
So. I don't doubt that, but I didn't know there was jail time for murdering.
That made him like a legit thing.
Oh.
He killed Mr. Happy with a kitchen knife. Mm-hmm. Cut him up with a hatchet, and buried him in his backyard. Basically, this guy is so delusional that everything he did fucked up, he blamed on Mr. Happy. And then fucked up so much, he just got sick of Mr. Happy's bullshit.
Wait, so did he actually get arrested?
Well, he turned himself in, apparently. Here's his explanation. This is what Mr. Happy did to him. He left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen, never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. He messed up my apartment to the point where I just couldn't get it clean. Before Hap started doing drugs and acting weird, he was my BFF. We'd go dancing, play in the children's park equipment, both huge fans of doom metal, listen to it for hours with the lights turned
What's
off.
Doom metal?
So I'm guessing death metal, but with more doom.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's the shit where, like, their faces are painted like
Gwar?
Like Kiss. Kind of like Kiss, just like if their makeup started running.
Yeah.
Worse than Kiss?
You ever see those people with like the...
I wouldn't say they're worse than
Dimmu
Kiss.
Dimmu Borgir people?
Yes. Well, actually, that's black metal.
Splitting hairs.
Something in that vein,
it's dumb
probably.
Shit metal.
Yeah. Not that good.
Here was the final straw was when Mr. Happy crashed Gaylord's car, and Gaylord got arrested for it, imagine. He goes, that drunk driving incident I got unfairly blamed for, and just how messy he had become put me over the edge, and I murdered him.
Now, you know what the really weird part about this is? Instead of the guy's name being Mr. Happy, if he just would have said it was Jesus, he probably wouldn't have gotten all that much trouble.
That's true. People would at least be defending him.
He would have a huge group of people be like, dude, just leave him alone. Jesus told him to kill people.
I can only imagine he's in court and he's like, he did it!
It was Mr. Unhappy, his just evil twin!
Just point to an empty chair.
The guy next to the empty chair is like, what, me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see this guy acting at his own lawyer, too.
How did they figure out that it was an imaginary friend?
He basically told this whole story, and then he threatened the police for not giving him the death penalty, at which point police found drug paraphernalia and a machine gun at his house. So they found some shit to arrest him on, for reals. You know what, this guy walking around?
No.
Mr. Gaylord's a little...
Well, this guy don't mind walking around. It's Mr. Happy.
I'm a fucking invisible killer. Him and his cocaine
baggies.
That's
the worst kind of killer.
Mr. Happy sounds like a clown.
Yeah. I would love, like, if, when he got pulled over for drunk driving, the cop got there and he was in the passenger seat.
They can't see me. It's all creepy.
Oh, wow.
Pop on that doom metal. All right. That's it for the news. You want to play some Balderdash?
Let's do it.
Time to put your cares in the past, in the past now. We're about to play Boulder Dash now. Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your cares in the past,
in the past now.
We're about to play Boulder Dash,
Boulder Dash now.
Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
You lose. Danielle loses the salute game.
How come Lou doesn't get yelled at for the big pause in between playing the
because clip? He's the one who edits out the pause.
Yeah, it doesn't exist by the time it comes out.
Oh, but I
because you were doing it for like 2 years before you started editing.
Fair enough.
I get yelled at because I didn't edit.
Mr. Happy did it.
It's fucked up.
You want to hear the sad thing about that song? I sing it to myself all fucking day because it gets in your head.
Would you believe we only spent like 10 minutes on that?
My favorite line.
Oh, right. Every time I hear it,
it's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, my God. Like the regret. Dude, I've never regretted something so much as that song.
I like to dance to it.
No, we do.
I can only imagine.
The backup is great. Oh, you're fine.
Holy shit.
Danielle's torturing dogs in here.
Well,
it was more the singing.
Yeah. Yo, cats, at your funeral, I'm going to make sure they play that shit.
Yeah,
and he composed.
Why are you outliving this guy?
Because your life is full of, you know.
Boulder Dash?
You do a lot more things.
A lot of drinking. And, yeah.
You eat a lot of Domino's pizza and drink a lot of alcohol.
You only hang out with me on Fridays.
That's got to shorten the life expectancy.
Today's Thursday. He's hanging out with you.
No, there's no Domino's here.
Yet.
No Domino's tonight.
Ooh, all right.
Still once a week. It's like once a week more than I have it.
Mm. It's like once a year more than I have it.
Oh, stop it. Like, you don't need that shit, too.
He's got a case of the vapors.
Lou's fanning himself. All right, who wants to start?
I'll do it, whatever.
Brian. Mm-hmm. What is the definition of, this is funny considering the news story we just read, Finocchio?
Finocchio is an Italian herb. It's in Staten Island, it only grows, and it's really douchey.
We're going to keep playing for funsies, but that is in fact the correct answer.
Oh, wow, nice job.
I'm going to give you a point for that.
Holy shit.
It's like when you got the turtle one.
A sweet spice found in Southern Europe. That's pretty much it.
Wow.
Just skip it. Go to something else. At this point.
I want to hear your answers. Oh, Lou, man. What is Finocchio?
Queef!
Yeah.
Queef! Midget, queef!
Was I seeing a lot of midget stuff?
No, that was Danny. That was the other guy.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that fucking guy.
The guy who thought that repeating the word midget would give him a point.
That was the worst week of my life.
That almost sounded like that, week of your life. That's pretty harsh. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's
you didn't rub your ear.
I don't know. Finocchio. I don't know. Jeez. The black Pinocchio? I don't know.
Finocchio's the black Pinocchio?
Anything, I figured, yeah. Would be like the Thai Pinocchio, like the PH Pinocchio.
This is spelled with an F, I should say that.
The what Pinocchio?
Like Thai? The Asian, like the, you know, the Thai. Like,
oh!
Hey, he's Laotian.
I guess, yeah, let me go with that then. He's the Asian Pinocchio, and his nose grows every time he ruses Anna.
It's all in my family.
Whoop! Yeah, precisely.
Danielle, you got something for Finocchio?
I mean, the obvious thing would be the fish version of Pinocchio. It's not that
That's
funny.
That's the obvious version?
Obviously. They have
clearly, the pho is fish.
Fin. Finocchio. Fish have fins.
It's like a character from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, it's exactly. He lives in the fish tank, and he lies. That's it. That's all I got.
Awful. Truly awful.
I know. I'm tired.
At least I got it right.
No points for anybody. But Brian, he gets that right guy point.
I like turtles.
That's what you get for asking the kid with a 1,000-mile stare what he likes.
I like turtles.
Good. I imagine you did.
All right, Lou.
Yes.
Who is Lincoln Borglum?
Borglum.
Lincoln Borglum.
Borglum?
Borglum. B-O-R-G-L-U-N. M.
He's this nigga who just kept stealing logs. Lincoln logs, to be precise. Like
they were mine to begin with.
He's trying to build the Eiffel Tower of logs and just didn't have enough.
My life doesn't have a lot of meaning.
Danielle.
Lincoln Borglum.
He was the Terminator after the T-1000. Came back to free the people from the slavery of Skynet.
So he's the Abraham Lincoln of correct. Cyborg assaults?
That's right.
Thought that was John Connor, but okay.
No, no. John Connor failed.
Are these cyborgs nope. or the Borg from Star Trek?
No, cyborgs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but Borg is right there in the name. Same. Brian.
Lincoln Borglum is the orc that led the attack on Minas Tirith.
It's a very dignified name for an orc.
Well, he's the leader of the, you know, the whole army. You got to give him a proper first name.
We're not going to go with Grath over here. Lincoln, you're up.
It's like, well, obviously, he's,
very well.
Obviously, he's got the shitty last name, Borglum. But, like, you know, Lincoln.
It's a family name.
Lincoln Borglum, son of George Borglum.
George.
Is George Borglum from Glockenshire?
Oh, of the Angmar Borglums. Yes, yes, of yes. course. Orcs with money always the worst.
Borglum, eh?
These new money orcs.
They all have little monocles.
Yes, quite. I see you're looking for your adorable little ring. I have five of them.
All the orcs want the Borglums to sponsor them so they get into the nice country clubs. And shit.
Let us in, use pool.
It's got dirty water pool, right?
I'm sure my tennis instructor, Fleabag Walrath, would totally love to teach you.
Was that a real...
I don't know. It sounded orcish. I'm going to go Brian on that one. Brian's running away with it. All right.
Who's got the vape? It's really do. You might be the only person ever to try to cool himself off with a coaster.
With a beer coaster.
It's smart, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
You look smart like... wouldn't be the exact thing I would say. It would be like, you know...
Well, now I got somebody blowing on me, so.
Danielle's blowing Lou.
This is officially the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen.
Danielle, somebody, you're doing it wrong.
Somebody get her. You're
blowing the back of his neck.
All right, while you're doing that, you guys can start ruminating on what AOFB stands for.
AOFB. All right, hold on.
This is a tough one, so take your time.
All of the fanboys.
Is that like...
I don't know. It's a boy band? Sounds all the like fanboys?
Sounds like a bad knockoff of a Beyonce song.
Yeah. It's got a video. They're all dressed like Beyonce, but it's a bunch of boys. And they're doing the put a ring on it dance.
Beyonce fanboys?
Yeah, we can go with that. They're the Solange fanboys.
What's that?
It's her sister.
Oh. They're slumming it.
It's basically what... Xerxes is like little harem was. It's called the Attractive Oddities Fuck Club.
AOFB.
B?
Band. Fuck band.
Boys?
The Attractive Oddities Fuck...
I like the way
brothel.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Saved it. All right.
Attractive Oddities Fuck Brothel.
Mm-hmm. It's like you when you need a bitch with one leg, come to Xerxes.
She got one titty and a club foot, but you're going to have a good time.
You like humps? On the back.
Lovely, lovely lady lumps. On the back.
Yes. Come to Xerxes. Attractive oddity fuck brothel. Sell out Spartans all day.
But Xerxes, I sold out the entire 300. Do I get the normal women?
No, you get this one-eyed bitch.
I hope you live forever.
She has an infected toenail. Enjoy.
Her titty milk comes out black.
She's got club foot.
She has a crooked toe.
Half her belly is pubes.
Oh my god, the gross. Fucking the waist diaper.
She got a hair diaper.
A hair diaper. Oh Jesus. Alright. Lou, right?
Yeah.
AOFB.
This is a prison thing.
That has nothing to do with AOFB.
AOFB?
This is a prison thing. That doesn't even make no. criteria.
I'm telling you, AOFB is a prison thing. It's always open from behind. You gotta spread those cheeks from the back. Well,
the way you like presented it was like this is a prison thing. Like that. Big there's balls. No T's, I's or
always open.
No, from it's behind. Just like they're trying to unzip the pants. It's like hey. Let's save some time here.
Not if you're providing glorious hand jobs.
Well, inglorious hand jobs.
It's the new Tarantino.
That's a good movie.
Porn
that's
remake
a good movie.
Of Quentin Tarantino's.
It stars you in prison, though. That's your policy.
That's
man.
How they oh, yeah. maintain that DNA subway thing.
Yeah. From somebody's got to refill those boxes.
Yeah,
right.
See, I mail that money on the subway theft prevention. Man, I'm jerking all these guys in prison.
You're a modern day Jared.
I have AIDS.
That's how he got so thin.
Look at those guns.
Look at that gun.
Those are some beefy forearms.
Look at that one gun.
I imagine you would have two because you got to be doing two at once.
I'm not trying to like maximize my jerking off.
Hey, well, once word gets out.
Well, I'm still one at a time.
Look, you're a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
You know how these things go.
Before long, you'll be
trying to create a sweatshop.
Before long, you'll be taking some from the back of the knee.
Yeah.
I got an armpit free. No one wants the back of the knee job, man. No one wants
I bet you somewhere someone does. Is jacking off right now to back of the knee porn.
Well, yeah, it's Xerxes. What was it?
Oddity fuck brothel.
Yes.
You get what you can afford in prison, man. Maybe you don't have a whole carton of cigarettes. You just got one. Like, sorry, dude. You're just getting the back of the knee. You know, sweaty armpit or something.
All right, people, so what's
Brian, going? You're running away with it because I am also jotting down oddity fuck brothel as a thing.
That was
I
a good one.
I haven't been telling you guys what these things actually are.
Meh.
Lincoln Borglum, his father carved the giant rock faces on Mount Rushmore, and Lincoln helped carve the collar on George Washington's coat. So if you were to say, jokingly, it's the guy who carved Mount Rushmore, you'd be off by a generation.
Hmm. I don't think I'm ever going to say that, though.
The AOFB? Ancient order of froth blowers.
Ooh, oh,
like,
boy.
Pretty just much what froth. He said.
This Guinness is too frothy. Bring in the AOFB.
That sounds important.
Blow this.
Brian, I believe you start this one.
Nah, it's a little.
I thought we were going.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, it's me.
Oh.
What is the plot of the film Walking After Midnight?
Walking After Midnight? It's the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey. It's just straight rape.
I'm pretty sure.
Damn. Brutal.
That she tries like she tries to seduce rapists into raping her. She's like, obviously Christian Grey is no longer doing it for her. She needs a more hardcore experience. So she's in Central Park after midnight, walking around, being like, "Hey guys, we want some pleasure."
Okay.
Damn.
It's the rape humor.
It's a natural progression.
It's like I need my medicine. Pull my hair. Call me a skank.
Take me into a stairwell and fuck me. Against my will.
Walking After Midnight.
He needs a minute.
I like that. Walking After Midnight.
Rape humor. Lose forte.
Throw a Nazi in there. We'll lose him for the evening.
The old timey voice. Like, well, come down to, what was it?
Walking After Midnight.
Walking After Midnight.
Where a skinhead will kick you in the knee and take your face.
Mm-hmm.
You thought American History X was funny. Wait, you'll see this.
Said nobody ever.
If you like Laugh Ride, that was Schindler's List, you'll love Walking After Midnight.
Only this time, the good guys win.
All right, Walking After Midnight is the documentary of this old toothless hooker. They called her Gummy. Softest blowjobs in all of Harlem.
She used to drink a soda pop and bounce around.
Creator of the prison blowjob, huh?
Exactly. Drinking a soda pop.
And what did Gummy do?
Blow people after midnight.
We're really fixated on really fucked up sexual deviance.
Well, why is this confusing these people? Her name is Gummy and she's a hooker.
What the fuck did you think she did after midnight?
This whole thing seems to fall apart after the third act.
Extravagant Lego set.
She turned.
That's a better answer. Thank you for getting weird. Danielle?
It's brony porn. It's what happens with bronies after midnight. It's a brony porn movie.
That's
it's like Bronies trotting. After Dark is Walking After Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's sickening. We just did rape jokes, but that is just too far, man.
Bronies After Dark.
Yuck.
is a very upsetting concept.
Can't see them, man.
Because we see them in the daylight, and it's terrifying. Already weird enough. For thinking outside the box, I'm going to give Danielle that point.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that was gruesome.
You guys will never get that image out of your mind now.
No.
Think of all the bronies we saw at Comic-Con.
What's the fucked up things they do after the sun goes down?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Whatever it is colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
lot of purples and pinks.
And turquoise. Don't forget turquoise.
Yes, teal.
Right.
Involves being really overly into a children's show.
Like, take that.
Like, creepily into a children's show. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
It's more the tails that freak me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tails?
You know they're up their asses.
Yeah, those come out of somewhere. Mm.
There's a plug attached to that thing.
Stop it.
You'll have to watch the film.
I don't think that's in the... All this and more in Walking After Midnight.
Right.
No. They don't show plungers up their ass with like...
Not a plunger, a butt plug.
Yeah. Whatever. Alright, like...
Is that so far-fetched that they're doing sexual deviant things and... They happen to wear a butt plug ponytail?
I just hope not.
These are people who presumably jerk off to children's cartoons.
They're jerking off to it? I thought it was stupid and lame.
I don't think you could be into anything that much without tugging one out at least once.
There's definitely a sexual element to it.
I just thought they liked the show. I didn't realize it was sexual for them.
Let's just run with this.
Were you not at Comic-Con? Did you not see what we saw?
I didn't see like a brony gangbang. Like, I just saw some homos.
No,
some...
You didn't get into the.
I didn't get that special that special area where there was like, okay, guys. Say,
did you veer off into the technical porn section?
It said right there, signing from Robert Kirkman, 3 o'clock. The Avengers panel at 4. The brony orgy at 5.
It was right after the...
janitors at 6.
The Deadpool flash mob.
That was at 4:30. Yeah. All right, Lou, I believe we're up to.
Yeah. Well, who'd you give the point to?
I gave that to Danielle. And it's a movie where Ringo Starr narrates a film about reincarnation starring the Dalai Lama himself.
I was really close.
That a brony point. Dalai Lama bronies.
I was really close.
Way to go, Ringo.
He's the Dalai Lama. Less about it.
I'm just really glad that you guys invited me to this.
Was Paul busy? In New Hampshire, if you owe money from gambling, you are not allowed to sell what?
Your organs.
No organ selling.
No. How else are you going to pay the shit back?
Via organs. I guess that's a one-time ride.
Right.
Give like, me a lung.
Take my kidneys and I'll pay you in a week.
Both kidneys?
That's why it never works. So they're like, fuck it.
This is a flawed plan.
No more of that. Like the Total Recall third kidney.
That's middle. Why it never works. They end up dead and they can't repay their debt.
Pee's like a champ, though.
They're just left with fucking...
Lose no tube of queer.
A body and... organs.
Danielle?
Children.
Ooh, quick. Don't... You can't sell your kid. I'm sure somebody's been there, right?
They used to sell them during the Great Depression. You ever see those pictures? Kids for sale? It was a thing.
Boy for sale.
Yuck.
Like, this can't be legal.
I feel like that's a really easy way to get rid of some debt.
Well, you know what? Chimos weren't that known back then, right?
Is that who you're selling?
I don't think they were selling them for that, right? Like, that, they were just selling them.
They didn't unknowingly.
I would think it would be more cheap labor.
It'd be like chimney sweeps, not sex puppets.
Well, couldn't they be both?
Tomato, tomato.
Right.
Chimney sweeps, not sex puppets.
That's the name of the episode.
I just enjoyed how indignant you sounded when saying that.
That could be like
chimney sweeps, not sex puppets.
It's like the
how
name.
Dare?
It's like the name of the new Limp Bizkit album.
Both things involve a chocolate starfish.
Hot dog flavored water.
Limp Bizkit's dumb.
They've had their day. What was the thing again?
In New Hampshire, if you owe money from gambling, you are not allowed to sell.
You're not allowed to sell antiques, maple syrup, or gays. You have to think outside the box.
You lost me somewhere in there.
Antiques, maple syrup, and gays.
Yeah, think outside the box.
Well, how am I going to make my money? That's all I got. Antiques, maple syrup.
I got this box of gays in the back. Mm-hmm. They got them for sale.
I got this storage unit filled with maple syrup and gays. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, they bring something new around, man. I don't know. Like a TV or something.
All right. So
be reasonable. I'm swimming in gays over here.
A couple bad investments have led me to a room full of gays.
Whoa. You mean to tell me that you just traded all of our maple syrup for a room full of gays?
What about the antiques?
Like, I'm sweet enough, honey.
Wow. A tough round. We got organs, children, antiques, maple syrup, and gays.
That's the trifecta right there. Yeah.
Oh, fuck this one. Well, where's the correct answer? Is the clothes off your back? You can't wear the clothes you're wearing.
Then I'll be very literal over there.
Yeah. Hmm. The prize is so weird. It's fine. All right, I give you the point. This is a runaway game. You guys better step it up on card two. Oh my god, there's actual similarities to card one. Who started that last one, Lou?
Yes.
Then Danielle. Describe the definition of Scrivello.
It's the new rage in styling your pubes.
Damn.
Mm. Describe it.
It's sort of like a cross between a mullet, a mohawk, and a jerry curl.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
The mullet thing's throw. You let it dangle
in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the back. It's like a little mud flap of hair in the back.
Women like this?
The visual is funny. Yeah. Picture that. It's like spiked up, but it dangles down below the genitals.
But it's a jerry curl.
It's got a little bit of a perm to it.
It's a little soul glow coming out. It's lubed and ready to go, so you're good.
If I was with a woman who took her pants off and revealed that, I would call the police. Yeah. And reevaluate my life.
Listen, high fashion, avant-garde. You really can't, you know, can't put a price on that. You can't argue it. What Vogue magazine says, Vogue, it goes.
The old Scrivello. Sweeping the nation. Brian?
Say it one more time.
Scrivello.
Scrivello is the Skrillex-endorsed Jell-O brand. Where you play his music, it's like...
And the Jell-O vibrates.
You know, it's fun to eat. Yeah, man, it's a fun to eat treat, man.
Does it smell like cheese, like Skrillex's ears probably do with his stretched lobes?
No, probably cherry or something like that, like...
cheesier flavor.
Cherry or fruit punch or lemon or, you know, one of the...
Not cheesier?
It's a traditional flavor.
I like to think that Skrillex gauges his earlobes with, like, those Jell-O mold cutters.
That's how he makes them.
It's Christmas trees. It actually comes in two to a pack, and it's like a pair of headphones. It's like, boom.
Do people still do those Jell-O things? Like, the little cutout ones?
Oh, the, what are they called? Oh, jigglers! No. Jell-O jigglers!
Now, they stopped that after Cosby got in trouble for rape.
I'm totally going to make them next week.
You know what?
Yes!
I think if you got a mold that looked like a booty, it could be some fun.
It'd just be look like the letter B.
Yeah. Just put on a rap song and make like a little video of
booty.
Like a batch of menages.
Yeah.
Menages.
Menages
is code word for booty. All right.
Every song she's got is about her butt.
Yeah. She has a fucking fine ass, though.
Best money can buy.
You're exactly.
Look at before and after pictures.
I'm fine. I don't it's like, care.
That thing's filled with
you
something.
Love Pam Anderson growing up. Tell me that wasn't the best titties money could buy. Oh, stop it.
That is true. That is true. But I'm
she's
a tit
looking
man.
Rough now, though.
Well, she's fucking she's 80.
Yeah, she's in her 50s.
And she's all fucked out. Like, she got slayed by fucking every shitty rock star from the 80s.
All fucked out.
You I've seen the
like
videos.
She's just on a couch somewhere, just spread out like,
she's
dead.
Yeah, yo. She
can't move anymore.
She fucked Motley Crue. She fucked Poison. She fucked Scott Baio. Whack. Just whack all around.
She fucked Chachi?
Chachi? Man, Joni does not love Chachi. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Lou?
Blah, blah, blah.
Scrivello.
Scrivello is like Etch-a-Sketch, only you scribble and... I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's mainly used for... racist drawings, I don't know.
Racist swastikas and yeah. Like burning crosses.
The KKK toy.
The correct answer is the
you
liquid
used... You don't
want to
hear more about racist Etch-a-Sketch?
No, we're good. It's actually the substance used in ass enhancement surgery.
Oh.
No, it's an elephant tusk weighing less than 20 pounds is a Scrivello. I'm torn on this one.
Who's the idiot who made up that name?
Bob Scrivello.
That guy's a douche.
I'm going to give Danielle that point because I enjoyed the visual of that horrible Merkin.
Merka.
Merkin. You know what a Merkin is, right?
But I think of Midwestern people rocking that style, and I think Merka.
It's a Midwestern American Merkin.
Fuck yeah.
All right. I like that.
Jerking that American Merkin.
All right. All right, Brian. I believe we're up to you.
Anagram?
Who is? No.
Oh, shit.
Previously, we just did Lincoln Borglum. Mm-hmm. Who was Elmo Lincoln?
Oh.
Elmo Lincoln? It's Elmo Lincoln?
Elmo Lincoln.
It's just Elmo in a Lincoln costume, man. It's, I don't know, man. It's some Sesame Street nonsense.
I don't even know what Elmo sounds like, so I'm not even going to attempt it.
No, that's not him. I never watched that shit.
Oh, Elmo Lincoln. Lincoln. Elmo love Lincoln.
Something
Elmo.
Like that.
That's probably it.
As close as you were going to get.
4 scores, 7 years ago.
He's got the stupid fake beard, even though he's like a red puppet.
He gets
like,
shot in the head by Oscar the Grouch.
Oh my God. He gets his brains blown out by John Wilkes Muppet.
Oscar the Booth.
And then he's like, after he gets shot in the head, Fozzie comes out of nowhere like, waka waka.
Yay!
No!
It's all the people in the South.
Yay! Yeah, it's a Muppet nonsense.
Okay. Lou, Elmo Lincoln.
Elmo Lincoln. I was just going to say, he's just some dude spouting anti-Semitic shit in Times Square.
Yes.
It's just Elmo again.
Just some like dude saying some bad shit about the Jews and touching kids.
And he's touching kids. I feel like all your answers tonight have one very disturbing common thread.
Well, that's what the guys in Times Square do.
You like the Jews?
The guys in the costume, yeah.
They're mostly Mexican.
But they hate the Jews, and they touch the kids.
I've heard stories.
Yeah.
Right, Danielle?
I feel like it has to be Muppet related. I really can't. I have to go with, like, Brian. I can't even come up with my own. I mean.
You're just casting a vote instead?
When I hear it, I picture it. A very wordy, tiny little Elmo dressed like Lincoln. Right. 4 scores, 7 years ago.
Him and his forces were able to beat Stonewall Big Bird Jackson.
I just see those two.
Ulysses S. Oscar.
Ulysses S. Oscar.
All right, I'm going to go with
Arlie Kermy.
Arlie Kermy, that's the one. I'm like, Ulysses S. what? Ulysses S. Grover. Grover S. Cleveland. I'm lost.
Wait, time out.
Anyway,
I'm
thinking out loud.
What the fuck was
Robert
that?
Robert E. Kermy. My bad. Arlie Kermy is the guy.
Arlie Ermy. God damn it.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is it? Robert E. Kermy.
Robert E. Kermy. Close enough. Let's go with it.
Boom. Yeah,
good enough.
He was actually the first actor to play Tarzan in a movie.
Can you imagine how Arlie Kermy, like him and that, he's just like, oh, he's talking shit to Gomer Pyle on that? Oh, I forget the fucking quotes from the movie, but like, if you do the
what is your major malfunction, no nuts?
Who the fuck told you to eat my goddamn ass in my brigade barracks? Goddamn, I don't remember the goddamn movie. All right, what's up next?
And it's Fozzie Bear as Vincent D'Onofrio looking all dead-eyed and shooting himself.
Waka waka, Full Metal Jacket Joker.
Joker's Gonzo, of course.
He's all freaked out. Me love you long time, Gonzo.
It's either Kermit or that chick from the band.
Janice.
I say anyone that's listening is out there that has the power, please, please make Muppet Full Metal Jacket.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yes, please. That's
like, if you're about to cast Muppet Full Metal Jacket, obviously Kermit is obviously, he's locked in as Arlie Ermy.
What, man? I think you should just do that. Buy some fucking puppets, and we'll just do every serious scene.
Like Jeff Dunham? I'm just going to get a puppet?
We'll act it.
We'll do every serious scene from the last, like, 20 years in movies.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine, like
now our representation of Philadelphia, starring Kermit the Frog.
Just imagine, like,
AIDS.
Fucking...
Waka waka! No!
Like, Kermit and Fozzie in the Pulp Fiction with the gun. being like,
I shall strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Yay!
Can you imagine Kermit, though, with the fucking Vincent Vega hair? Yeah.
Like, does he look like a bitch? Like,
do they speak English and what?
Right. Just every, like, serious scene.
I mean, who's playing Marcellus Wallace then, man? It's because, like,
I want that.
That's Rolf.
Rolf, 100%.
Yes. The only black Muppet.
Bruce Willis.
Who's the gimp?
Who's the gimp? Bruce.
Beaker.
Beaker.
Me.
That means Bunsen the Honeydew is Zed.
But Bruce Willis could be like Animal or something.
No,
like
he's not Zed. He's that other guy who gets him. He's like, looks like I caught a couple of flies.
Looks like, you've caught a couple of flies. I have one Muppet voice, if anybody hasn't noticed.
I think we all do. Realistically, we need to make more movies with the Muppets, but like real movies that actually exist.
I love this idea.
Yeah, man.
Let's explore this further.
Mm-hmm. Like that's actually like a $1 million YouTube idea. Just like keep remaking Muppets into real movies.
I wouldn't put that idea out there then.
Copyright Painted Black 2015.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's legal now.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Whose turn was it, even?
That was
well, what's the answer?
Delving pretty deep on Elmo Lincoln, who was the first guy to play Tarzan.
Right, you told us that.
And we're about to enter our next round.
We got the point.
I give that to you. Yeah. Mm. That's what got us on this whole jag.
Yes.
So, who started that? That was Brian.
Lose up.
Yeah. The initials. I feel like we could have some fun with this, and we're all going to go to probably the same place.
Touching boys and stuff.
BBCC.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
BBCC, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I don't know. I'm just going to say big booty cute chicks. There's some chicks with some big old booties.
There you go. Back to the menages.
Yeah.
The menages.
Their asses filled with Scrivello. Carved into Jello jigglers.
That ass just won't quit. She's a BBCC.
I'm stalling so the rest of you can think.
I want to wear that BBCC as a hat.
BBCC as a hat.
Bitch, show me some ass cleavage.
Wiggle.
You're motorboating butts?
Well, we said we were going to have an Asian hooker do that to your face.
Actually, I don't know if I mentioned...
die.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but a friend of the show, Justin, he's called Jay Booty now because he skipped bases and went straight ass to mouth. Now, he didn't make out.
We talked about this on the show.
We did.
And then, got cut out, though.
Did it?
Yeah.
So what makes you think it's going to pass this time?
Oh.
I just want to point out, you told this on the show, and then I called him Jay Booty, and you're all like, snitch! You told the world, man.
You did call him a snitch.
Why? I call a spade, man. You know?
Yeah. I just want to say that I'm not the only canary in the cage.
<You're> just, not a canary.
That's not a canary.
Chirp.
Better. Accuracy. Okay, yeah. All right, Danielle, what is BBCC?
Buoy boobed California cunts.
Buoy boobed California cunts.
Buoy, like they just keep...
Big fake
boobies.
Like floats on water.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, they bounce around on their own.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a rap song in waiting.
Yeah.
What is it? Painted Black, copyright, 2015?
Yeah.
Make notes.
Booy boo. California guns. Write that down. Brian.
One more time.
BBCC.
You can pick it up at your local deli. It's the big beefy cold cuts.
So you just went with a totally plausible thing.
He's just hungry.
You're just hungry.
Yeah, man.
He's going to get his Domino's now.
It's thick cut cold cuts. It's actually grosser than it sounds. You know, instead of like having multiple little strips, it's like one thick piece of cold cut.
He goes down like to
get one big fat liverwurst.
Ugh. First of all, no one orders liverwurst. That's just for old
Pimento
people.
Loaf?
Well, no, I get why you order liverwurst. Right.
I used to kick you.
I used to like liverwurst.
My grandma eats liverwurst.
Ugh.
Brian goes down to the butcher like, listen, give us some of that BBC. See. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
I thought you were talking about big black cocks for a second, bro.
I thought we were going to... I was about to have to chop your head off first.
Yeah, the logo on the package is a black guy being like...
What we're learning is that if you inadvertently hit on the black guy at the deli, he cuts your head off?
He probably takes like a... What do they use? A hatchet or something?
Fucked up deli.
They cut the bologna with
a
hatchet.
A slicer of anything.
What's that? A cleaver.
What? They're just... What the fuck deli are you going to?
That's a butcher.
That's a Spanish deli.
You're going to a witch doctor.
I said a butcher. He goes to the butcher for BBCC.
It's like, oh, you want chicken? They cut a chicken's head off
right there.
You get your cold cuts at the butcher?
You know what? I just get it at...
you go to Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
And where do you go? The butcher counter or the deli counter?
Nah, I just buy the one in the package.
Ooh. You buy the gross ones.
Definitely gets bologna.
You know what? No. I get salami, which isn't much better.
Two
but
meats.
I don't like waiting for the deli.
I don't like eating meat in plastic.
The salami's all right.
She goes bareback this one.
Always. Right.
Respect. <Yeah.
laughs> She likes her BBCs unwrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the flavor that way.
I don't even... What was your thing? Asses and yours was...
Big booty.
Yours was asses, yours was titties, and Brian's was weirdly deli meat.
It was deli meats.
BBCC was rough.
I'm going titty meat.
Titty meat?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh.
All right.
I
find a good derogatory term for a California bimbo to work nicely. You know, BBCC.
Wish they all could be California girls.
Big booby bimbo cunt, California
cunt. Booey boobed California cunt.
That's the one.
Booey boob.
I'm not sure if I like booey boob. What is that? What do you mean by booey boob?
Like the things in the waters?
Yeah, they're huge.
They're
and
all
float.
Floppy and weird? Or
they're
are they
fake
just, like,
and ginormous.
And... You know, the buoy turns me off.
How about balloon boobed California cunt?
That sounds
is that
better.
Real.
Nice direction. Nice, yeah.
Okay.
How about beefy boobed?
No, great. You need to.
Beefy?
Beefy
really, you're hungry.
That bitch had some sausage tits on.
Mm-hmm. No, that's sausage.
You keep going to meats.
Yeah. Well, he said beefy. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Said beef is meat. All
right, let's go.
All right, correct answer, big band collector's club.
We were really close.
Those are two separate things.
Who's collecting
together?
Big bands?
Bum, 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 bum.
The same person that has a closet full of gays. Yeah. They have a garage full of big bands.
I keep those big bands with my maple syrup and antiques.
Yeah. I'll trade you an old Zang Zine for a...
I'll trade you a John Philip Sousa
for a Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot. Remember the
Riot?
Remember that short-lived bullshit?
Brian Setzer?
Yeah.
No, that was the Cherry Pop and Daddy's.
Yeah, but that whole...
Yeah,
the whole
revival
swing.
Of music swing. That, yes,
that's rockabilly, right?
That was straight up swing garbage.
Yeah. Swing, but isn't that genre called rockabilly?
The rockabilly is a little different.
That's different.
I wish
rockabilly.
Let's move on. Next one. Who started that one? That was Lou.
Yeah.
Danielle, what is the plot of the film Going Ape?
Clearly about monkeys.
I should read that better. Going Ape has an exclamation point.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes it. Give me a second.
That didn't change shit.
I know. I need a minute here. Going Ape. It's the next Marvel movie that's coming out. It's with alien ape DNA, superhero, very large feet, very hairy, really long arms, and that's it. He's got no superpowers. He's just gross.
It's just a gross monkey.
He's just a gross monkey, and he gets what he wants because he's disgusting.
Coco love Daniel.
Amy, good gorilla.
Amy, good gorilla.
Bad gorilla.
Still got to you.
What is it? Doesn't she want... It's like... What's her name in a Coco?
Wait, Amy. How much better...
Oh, Amy.
In Congo?
Yeah, Amy, yeah. Like raindrop juice.
Would you tolerate sign language monkeys more if they were done by, like, Italian Americans?
Totally. If it was, like...
You'd have to stand very far away from them.
If it was wearing a wife beater and it was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're coming to me with this right now.
Listen, guy, let me ask you something. Let me
just ask you a question. It had Paulie Walnuts wingtips, like in its hair.
You, over there, you, give me that banana. I ain't got no fucking time for you to wait for that fucking banana. Bring it over here.
It's pronounced mozzarella, you mook.
Listen, you mooly, what is that? You got the manigot.
Look at this goddamn gorilla over here.
It's a fucking ape. Look they at this guy.
They would assimilate, wear a tracksuit and assimilate with the Italians seamlessly.
Chains. They have the chains. Yeah,
they have a little less hair, but the monkeys will do this one.
A little less hair.
Wow. Where's the gabagool? It was a beautiful fucking animal. All
right, Brian.
All right, what was the thing again?
Going ape. I think you just gave your answer.
No. Going Ape is the tragic story of Donkey Kong. It tells the story of after he stopped throwing barrels. And, you know, after Mario saved the princess, that was like Donkey Kong's whole gig, man. He didn't have a thing after that.
Out of work?
Yeah, his wife left him. She took Diddy. And, you know, he was out on the street sucking dick for bananas. And, you know, eventually he got his shit together in the mid-90s. You know, it was kind of like almost a Basketball Diaries type thing. He cleaned up and he got back on track. And then he had the Donkey Kong video game, man.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, and he even had later in the series, him and Diddy got back together and he reconnected with his children. So it was a really nice story about how, you know, the highest of highs and lowest of lows.
So what you're saying, it was the behind the music of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I like it.
Lou?
Going Ape. It's the movie adaption for the old classic arcade game, Rampage. Where you become a giant, like, ape and just bash shit to hell.
I feel like you need to differentiate yourself from Brian's answer right now.
Oh, I wasn't even listening to him.
You're really focused on this drawing of a bucktooth youngster. What are you fucking drawing?
His shirt is very similar to mine.
I just I started drawing on top of my screensaver.
What was he doing with his hands? He's like,
I haven't figured it out yet.
He's Italian.
I thought Brian said something about Italian monkeys.
I did.
All right, Brian gets that point for Donkey Kong. Correct answer, a guy inherits a bunch of orangutans and has to take care of them so he can inherit $5 million.
This like seems like a Richard Pryor movie.
This, yeah. Like, what? Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions.
All right. Brian, final question of the game.
Let's go.
In Montana, it is a crime to keep a fur-bearing animal unless...
Oh, that's the end of it?
It's actually a fur-bearing animal that you caught unless...
Unless you let it go and it comes back to you.
Wow. That's kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep this beaver.
You been reading poetry lately or something?
Nah, man. It's like you catch it and it's like, you know what?
If it was meant to be.
If it was meant to be, it'd come back, man.
Mm. Sometimes we get real here.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of reflective stares. Like,
Right.
Would it come back to me?
I got to think about life now. Reevaluate what I'm doing.
Lou?
Read the thing again.
In Montana? It is a crime to keep a fur-bearing animal that you caught.
Yeah.
Unless
you make a hat out of that fucker.
So unless you use its fur.
Davy Crockett shit. You know?
Unless it's a raccoon, I guess.
Maybe you want to make a hat out of, like, 3 ferrets or something.
Where would you even find a ferret? Like, where do they exist?
Daniel's I can tell you exactly where they exist.
I don't know where they are. Like, in the wild?
Yeah, in the real wilderness. Like, what country? What place?
They'd probably be extinct now if we didn't use them as pets.
Oh, they're super resourceful. They could fucking deal.
Can they?
Clearly, yeah. Brian has never owned a ferret.
I have.
No, he did once.
Eric owned one, my mermaid. But, like, you know, they can get into every nook and cranny. You know, they steal food. Like, they're resourceful.
Their shit stinks.
Yeah. They're rotten smelly fruit. Rats, but, like, yeah, they're resourceful. They could survive.
They're just terrible weasels.
Yeah. But where does one exist? Where is the natural ferret?
Ferret Island.
Petco?
East of Westeros.
It was in Easteros.
Easteros? Always Ferret Island. Next to Crocombshire.
Next to Crocombshire. All right.
Danielle, in Montana, it's a crime to keep a fur-bearing animal that you have caught unless...
You marry it.
You marry it.
Make an honest woman out of it.
Right. Or man.
Marry that beaver.
Right.
All right. Want to go in Danielle point?
Marry that beaver.
Proper answer is unless you tattoo your name on it.
That's what?
Weird.
You brand
That's
it.
Just weird.
That would ruin it.
It says tattoo. Weirder.
Right.
How would you shave it and then tattoo it?
If you like tattooed your face on it, would that count?
Like a big smiley face?
Yeah, like your portrait?
Yeah. Thumbs up.
I own this thing.
Yeah. What do you want, bro? You want like a skull and crossbones that says mom? Dude.
You want mom the heart?
You want a tribal?
All right. Tribal. Point breakdown in third place with a goose egg. Lou, who seemed strangely obsessed with racist things and boy touching.
That could be on your epitaph.
That's, let me tell, for me, that's just comedy gold.
Born 1982, died whenever. Obsessed with boy touching and racism. Good riddance.
Not in that order.
In second place with 4 points, we have Danielle. And in first place with 6 points, we have Brian.
Golf clap.
Yay.
You win nothing.
Not even my respect, Obama.
I won the game. That's something.
Alright, let's take a break.
Oh yeah. Good, I have to pee.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome to Cocktails and Centaurs,
where we sip our way through
life, dying because she's like a 12-year-old boy, like with the word penis or something. Books scar you for life.
I know.
That was your point of no return, and you still orgasm. Like, could you ever get hard again unless there was a skeleton? I mean, like, what did that like really fuck you up?
And pop culture. This is what really got me. He said we love her even more because she was born in the toilet.
What?
I am Liz.
I am Jessica.
And we hope you can join us for our next drink.
You can find us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, and iTunes, Tangent Bound Network.
Yes.
And cocktailsandcentaurs.com.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Ugh. Oh my God.
All right, that was our buds at Cocktails and Centaurs. A couple crazy ass chicks.
They're like us with vaginas. Yeah. Sorry, Danny. You're like us with a vagina.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Presumably.
We played their ad for a second week. There's a new one. But last week. Oh, sorry. I was like, last week.
Like, what, Lou?
Yeah.
It'd be great if they just chimed, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hello, Lou. Sorry. I can't let you do that.
Last week, I was like, yo, our ad played dumb slow. Like, can we do that again? Did you hear it last? Yeah, it sounded like we were all banging and shit. Like,
I was born of the darkness.
Right.
We were like, make that booty clap.
I was like, oh, we sound like fucking creeps.
Yeah. Oh, they play our shit really slow?
And they had some kind of technical issue.
Technical issue.
Like, you know how last week I couldn't even actually play their ad, I had to put it in post.
You hear my voice going like, some people ask me, what's our show about?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Be good. Hodor.
So it was funny, but I'm like, let's do that.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah. But I am working on a new ad that's going to make us sound like just the worst people on the planet.
The old ad didn't do that?
The talking doesn't do that
for
us?
No.
The podcast itself doesn't do that?
Because that, at least you just heard clips of us saying shit.
Putting together a good old Brian special, are you?
Yeah. This new one is going to be just the worst shit we said taken completely out of context.
No, good.
Yeah.
Except for myself, that's completely in context.
All right, so should we get started?
Let's get started and do some stupid people.
Stupid people. See, it made sense to give it there. You know, it's like
Brian on it.
Yeah, he got a hearty thumbs up.
He was ready for that shit. It's because he looked at me like a puppy for approval. I was like, you did a good job, buddy.
You'll get a treat later.
Here's some dominoes. In the butthole. Dominoes in the butthole.
Now, gimme paw.
Where's my goddamn treat?
All right, we'll start with Romania. We've done these stories before, and I mean it when I say that the selfies
smells of Dracon Noir.
Dracon Noir.
He heard Romania and was like, oh, God. Gold chains and hairy bodies.
Smells like beets.
They finally got the 80s over there.
Is that where, I was going to say, is that where Johnny's from?
Oh, yeah. Why so? Uh-huh.
Hi, Romania.
Miami Vice, number one new show.
Number one. E.T. movie, solid.
Dynamite. Two wild and crazy guys.
We're going further and further back. Yeah. Beatlemania.
The Kaiser.
All right, the Kaiser. We took a
World War I reference.
Bigly back to like the 20s on that one.
Diddle-doo-doo.
All right. But I've said it before. Say it again. Selfies.
I love being a turtle.
I made that funny. But selfies will kill us all. Or will kill the rest, this next generation. Because a Romanian teenager was killed this week by selfie. She climbed on top of a train, 18-year-old girl. Her and her 17-year-old buddy.
Who climbs on top of a train?
It wasn't like a moving train. It was
even a regular train.
But what she didn't notice was above her.
Yeah.
She went to take what she called like the ultimate selfie on top of a train, which is basically lie on top of a train, do some stupid like sexy pose and take a picture. But as she kicked her leg up, one of her legs struck the electrical field surrounding the overhead cables that sent 27,000 volts zapping through her body and caused her to burst into flames.
What kind of bonkers trains do they have overhead electrical rails in Romania?
Romania,
super dangerous trains.
Their trains are like the bumper cars with
the little zapper thing.
In Romania, trains kill you.
Yeah.
What fucking bonkers trains have they got over there?
Ones that killed the shit out of 18-year-old girls.
They're still obviously like powered by coal.
No, clearly not coal. These were run by Tesla coils, apparently.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, man, they're like the DC version of that shit.
Right. This is arc reactor technology.
Yeah. Change the current on that shit.
But she died in the hospital with burns to over 50% of her body. Now, they...
Yo... It's like when Marv in Home Alone 2 hit the fucking sink. You're like, ah!
Right? Oh, God. That's a terrible image.
My brain just instantly picked up, like, it's like that nigga from Fantastic Four, only shit did not go well.
Which guy from Fantastic Four?
Flame on! You know? Human
Johnny choice. Storm?
Yeah, but you imagine if only his, like, upper torso caught fire?
No,
flame off! Flame off! Ah!
It says she burst into flames like a magic trick.
Yes. Poof. Her name was Anna Ursu. She was 18, and she will be missed. This
is
super
dark. She will be missed.
The burst, when she caught fire, oh my, I can't believe I'm laughing at this, but when she burst into flames, it was so powerful that it shocked her 17-year-old buddy right off of the train car, like, blasted her like right off.
Jurassic Park style.
Yes, like when Timmy touches the fence.
He got that like the rogue white streak in his hair after that. Like,
it was another girl for the record.
Oh, she got the rogue white
streak. So she literally became rogue. And the whole thing was witnessed by a passerby who saw them climbing and was like, "Your girl should not be up there."
Damn!
And then boom.
He's like, I told you.
I just call that survival of the fittest.
Stupid kids.
I want to say that she probably had a selfie sticked it right into the rail,
like wedged in the third rail.
Yeah. What overhead electricity monstrosity do they
like
have?
Cable
in
cars on the ground.
My aunt, who's kind of ditzy, went to like Jamaica or something last week, and she brought a selfie stick. Ugh. And the stupid stick, she didn't know how to work it. It's visible in every photo she took.
Nice.
The stick?
The stick itself. I was like, did you hook that thing up upside down? What's wrong with you?
That's rough, man.
I saw one for the first time the other day walking down the street in the city, and a girl was walking around with a selfie stick. Like, I was like, I hate you. I just immediately hate you.
I would have taken it from her and beaten her with her.
It was too early.
Because fuck that. How dumb are we as a people?
Very dumb.
There's actually a big meme online of people taking pictures of their selfie stick. They're selfie sticking their selfie stick. Like, so that they have the actual selfie stick in the picture.
Oh, good. The best meme I saw about the selfie stick was selfie stick rhymes with selfish dick.
Actually, there's a whole big thing online now. Is it selfie stick?
Sucks cock.
True statement.
You know, have you guys ever seen that video of the... It's like an effeminate kid, and he's up in a palm tree singing like some pop song.
What?
With a broom.
No, but I want to.
No. All right,
so the link. Click on those links.
The link is that he's swinging the broom around. I don't know what song he's singing. Like, I don't know. Give me a pop song, I guess. Any old pop
you
song.
Are really asking the wrong people.
Pop songs?
Any old pop song. Like,
Aha's Take On Me.
Everybody.
So he's swinging. He's swinging rock the thing, and he's like, rock your body. And he's... All of a sudden, the fucking broom hits the power line.
Rock your body, right? And
he goes flying.
Back streets and back.
Like, he gets fucking zapped hard. And he's like, aye.
He goes, aye.
He turns into a little Japanese girl.
Aye, asshole, the guy. I don't know. It's funny as hell, though. Because he's trying to be all sexy and shit. And then he just gets zapped, like Jurassic in a Park.
I always picture him turning into Mar from Home Alone 2. Like,
but it's just so funny to me. Like,
you're for
he's a trying semi- to be sexy.
Lou likes the sexy little boy, guys. That's what I got from that story.
I don't want to know what your Google search was to find that video.
No.
Sexy boy sings Backstreet Boys.
No, he got sexy little boy gets blasted.
Intrigue.
Sexy boy gets blasted.
And he came up with that.
Rock your body.
Sexy boy.
Yeah. Little Filipino tranny.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Filipino lady boy gets blasted.
That's exactly the phrase.
Keep that computer away from me. I feel like I'm catching a virus just standing near it.
All right.
All right. Let's do another...
The body electric.
Another technology out of control story. This is from Melbourne, Australia, where a guy took another selfie next to a Star Wars display. Whoop. Now, I'm going to try not to butcher this, because by his... he acknowledges his kids are into what he says Comic-Con, Supernova, science fiction, and stuff.
What is he, a Japanese guy? Like,
a big American party. Super yeah, Star Wars,
that
Supernova.
That definitely sounds like the lyric to a theme song, one of their animes.
Comic-Con, Supernova,
Superstar,
Darth Vader, Star Trek rules,
Han Solo, Chewbacca,
right. Battlestar Galactica,
R2-D2. C-3PO.
Go, Frodo, go.
There is no try, there is only do.
Yeah, we're going to have to record that. It was like a single.
Our Japanese anime song?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was taking a picture, and some woman, again, some of the details of this were a little hazy, because trying to read this off my phone sucks. But he was trying to take this picture, and a woman thought that he was taking a photo of her children. She then followed him, snapped a photo of him, put it on social media saying that this guy was a sexual predator, and put it up online. And it was quite the outpouring of hate towards this poor man.
Hate.
Who
hate,
did nothing but try to send his 16-year-old kid a picture of himself with Darth Vader. Well, when he found out, like the next day, that he was public enemy number one, he went to the police and... explained the thing. All the photos and text messages on his phone corroborated his story, and this woman was forced to issue an apology. She says, "I just need to say sorry for not letting the police do their job, for putting my concerns on social media. My children are going through an enormous amount of pain because of this, and I hate to think what the man and his family are going through. I just don't know how to say sorry enough." First of all, she makes it about herself right there, so fuck you, lady.
Yeah.
To fucking relax, humankind. Some guy took a picture with Darth Vader.
And he
had everyone wants to fuck your kids. They ain't that cute.
He had to have it, like, above eye level to get a selfie, right?
Well, they had some contact, from what I'm understanding, and he said he was going to send it to his 16-year-old kids. She thought that he was taking pictures to send to a 16-year-old and went fucking off a rocker.
Yeah.
And who's to say what art is, you know?
Right. It's objective.
Right.
Like a shirtless 12-year-old is right. That's beautiful thing.
To me, you know?
It's tasteful.
It tastes very tasteful. Can you put your hands on top of my hands?
But this guy ended up being a class act, I should say. Because when asked, you know, after everyone's calling him a pedophile, and guess what? Death threats, because the internet sucks. And if you're getting death threats over the internet, nobody's going to do anything. Because that would require people to get out of, off their asses.
Are you like me, and you tired of death threats?
Yeah.
I want death follow-throughs at this point. Like, just do it.
Seriously.
Right. Stop talking about it.
No one has conviction anymore. Yeah,
I'm tired of hearing death threats and you raped my childhood about every movie that comes out. Like, that's the other one. You hear that when every movie comes out?
I think you made a leap.
Oh, they raped my childhood.
You made a little bit of a leap there.
No, it's all internet garbage.
You're trying to get into the realm of movies?
Yeah.
But I feel this is more in the death threat.
I'm just feeling like these are people, I'm referring to people who just have an extreme reaction and lash out on the internet for no reason.
You mean people that don't leave their house?
Yeah. But this guy, when asked if he was going to sue.
Wait, talk about, I don't leave my house all that much and I have no ill will towards any
movie. Get up, you go to work.
But that's because you're a raging alcoholic. It's different.
No. That's because I work in Manhattan.
He's
and
a
it's
functioning
like,
alcoholic.
Functioning alcoholic. Sorry.
Yo, if you spend 10 hours a week traveling to work, you wouldn't want to leave either.
You know what, though? I don't think that's all true, man. Just the other week, you bugged out when someone had the last soda.
It's the last can of Pepsi. No! Yeah.
So glad that the audio equipment was running.
I was so thirsty, man. I was like, you want some water? No! No! We were having soda. Yeah.
I wish I had the drops because I would so play that pizza in the face thing and accuse you of Domino's rage.
Yeah, he definitely did that.
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face. There is no such thing as Domino's rage.
Then he immediately was sorry and tried to offer us sex.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about. Well, I didn't offer you sex. I just tried to sex you, what it sounds like. I got it in, by the way.
Yeah.
But this guy, like I was saying, he ended up being kind of a class act. And when asked if he was going to sue over all this hate coming his way, he goes, I don't need or want people to be put in a worse position just to make me feel better. That's kind of a grown-up thing to say.
Taylor Swift chimed in. She said, hate is going to hate.
It's Lou's theme song this week.
You couldn't think of a pop song, but that was just like right off the top.
That's
of
because
head,
he said man. It to me the entire time we're at Comic-Con.
It's true.
Look,
it's
I want
you also, were hating pretty
look,
hard.
I want to tell you that.
Say you don't love that song.
That Danielle is like the Princess Leia of Paint It Black. Like, there's only one bitch here. And when other bitches like come in, then she's like, I don't like her. I'm not a fan.
It's not. It's that's true.
You do.
I can't even
territorial.
I am.
Oh, like when we were like when those hot girls would walk around like silent, be like, damn. And she like look at her little cottage cheese ass. Fuck her. Like, look at what she have two kids. Like, shut up, Daniel. Right. Stop hating that girl's fine as hell.
It's like that poison ivy looks like a poison butternut squash.
They try to approach the table and she's just like,
I'm gonna hit you. And you're gonna fall.
Yeah, thanks. We did not sell a lot of books.
And
that
I'm gonna laugh.
I wonder why no women read our books. They're like, we're gonna buy one, but some tiny little angry lady scared us off.
Yeah, as the girls come to our booth, they're like, oh, what's these comics about? Like, get away, bitch.
Wow. All right, let's do the next story. This is gross. Texas.
The end of the story.
Jonathan Glenn.
That is pretty gross.
Was arrested for allegedly stabbing somebody. Following a brief chase, this 29-year-old man was arrested, put in the back of a squad car, where he proceeded to shit himself, scoop the poop into his hand, place in mouth, spit at cops.
I feel that the spitting was unnecessary.
I feel you can wing poo via hand.
The monkey's mastered it. The monkey's mastered it.
If you've already got it in your hand and can reach your mouth, you can throw it.
You can throw. You that have a range of motion.
You maybe didn't need like that last step.
Maybe it was like one of those like Trey Parker in basketball where he chews on tin foil and just gross out the cops. Be like, and just like spit all over him.
The only thing I could think of is like maybe it was too firm.
Ooh.
To get through the
mesh
fence.
So he had to like
so
he was forward thinking. He's like, I gotta chew this up.
Yeah.
We need buckshot.
To get through the mesh.
Yeah, you need to maximum amount of spray.
Not a rifle bullet.
Yeah. You would need at least a beer, man. It's too dry, I feel. Like a thick deuce.
I think we're putting too much thought.
I don't know, man.
It's like a desert sun deuce.
Like, this is going to be a tear coming from your eye chewing that. Like,
here comes
a
Scud missile.
Oh, no.
Then that is not revenge.
Then the cops had to stop the guy from choking himself with his own seatbelt. Like, this guy was unhinged.
You sure he wasn't from Florida?
This was Texas.
That, I do not want to be the guy who had to clean up the back seat. I'd just be like, no, I quit. I'm not a cop anymore.
I wouldn't have rescued him.
Rescued him.
When he choked himself.
He tried
the belt.
To choke himself.
Oh yeah! Like, let this motherfucker do what he's got to do.
Right. I'd whisper.
He ate shit.
I'd whisper in his ear. I'm like, I'm calling your bluff. Right.
I'd just be like, do it, do it, do it, do it.
His
do
mugshot
it.
Is sadly dookie free though.
I don't care.
Like I read this and I was expecting his mugshot to have like poo smears all over his face. Yeah. Nah, nothing.
There's been a lot of poo. There was somebody arrested a few weeks ago, and he also did some poo stuff.
There's been
doo-doo stuff.
Good story, bro.
That was enlightening.
I can't remember what he did.
He didn't like, hear about that dude.
The Charlie Manson poo swastika.
I think he ate his own feces in court or something.
Oh,
like
we did that story.
Yeah?
A doo-doo sticker.
Yeah, he reached into his butt and tried to plead insanity by eating poo.
Yep.
That was the movie Training Day.
It was really a Snickers bar he stuck in his butt crack.
Was that peanut butter in the shack?
No, that happened in Training Day.
He tells the story about the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
No, she said he ate like a candy bar, like a Caddyshack. Remember? He's like Baby Ruth bar in the pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You ready for the next story? Let's go to Mount Morris, New York. We're all from New York. Does anybody know where Mount Morris is?
Fuck no, man. That's nowhere.
It's Nowheresville, New York. All right, so this is a place called Build-A-Burger that was robbed, which wouldn't have happened if they had DNA spraying robots.
This
sounds
is true.
Like that's like the Jew version of the Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Burger, is that Illuminati shit?
It was the Build-A-Burgs.
The Build-A-Burg group, yeah. It is that Illuminati shit.
This
good,
is the
good
this
catch,
is
Luke. Good catch.
One of their fronts, apparently, the Build-A-Burger. All right, so this is... I'm reading this from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, so I'm guessing Rochester, New York. They were robbed by three thieves, and they found them by tracking a exhaustive trail of macaroni salad.
Jesus Christ. Like one noodle at a time? Or line of it.
I like to picture a whole Hansel and Gretel situation of like...
Dropping the elbow macaroni.
Elbow macaronis.
Go.
Along that trail, they found a cash register, surveillance system parts, rubber gloves, loose change... And more macaroni salad.
This sounds like the description to a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah, did they keep anything?
The bowl in which they were scarfing the macaroni salad.
I imagine the detective...
I love the visual of it.
Wait, talk about, you don't like macaroni salad then?
I don't eat anything with mayonnaise.
I love macaroni
anything?
Salad.
Nothing.
You don't like... What would you put in your turkey sandwich?
Nothing.
Tuna salad.
Tuna, yeah.
I don't
tuna.
Eat tuna.
Egg salad.
I don't eat egg
chicken
salad.
Salad.
I don't eat chicken salad.
All the salads.
Yeah.
All the healthy salads.
All of my salads Coleslaw. I eat dry. I don't eat salad.
You don't have mayonnaise sandwiches or mayonnaise salads? No. Like Jillian eats?
Down south.
I don't have...
Like they eat in Illinois?
Right.
Mayo salads. Wait, but seriously, you don't have like a potato salad?
No.
You don't eat mayo at all?
No.
That's crazy. Tuna?
No.
You never had a nice egg salad?
We just went through this.
No.
Damn. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked.
He's just
I have never
baffled.
Eaten mayo on purpose in my life. It disgusts me. It's disgusting.
I may like a little mayo, but I still have some.
No.
You don't like mayo either?
I do, but I tend to... a little less. A little less mayo and stuff I eat.
Well, you, Pete.
Mayo it up.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks.
It's just gross. Who sat home one night and was like, you know what's going to make this sandwich better? Fucking egg paste, vinegar, and oil.
Fucking people who enjoy good food.
Ugh.
For my
anything that can sit on a shelf for X amount of time, but then the minute you open it, it has to be refrigerated. It can't be good.
I won a trivia night on Cinco de Mayo, and I won 5 jars of mayo.
I would have cried.
5 jars of mayo. I couldn't have been more thrilled.
I would have cried.
Oh. Hellman's or off-brand?
Off-brand.
That was not a win, Pete.
Yeah, it was. Because it was free, and I got to drink beer and eat chicken wings.
The only problem I have with off-brand mayo, if it's Miracle, because that's the only mayo that's like not mayo. It's like weird tasting.
Now, this was like difference? Duke's old-time mayonnaise.
Duke's. Bill's mayo.
What's
homemade,
the difference between...
fresh squeezed.
What's the difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip?
The Miracle Whip
one of them's
like,
a miracle.
Miracle Whip has its like own like flavor to it. It's like weird. It's not just mayo. It's like Miracle Whip, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Plus, it's I think it's mayo flavored paste, right?
Yeah, it's like Miracle was like the Peter Pan peanut butter almost. It's like
it's not Skippy.
Damn,
you'd
Skippy.
Be like, we're Skippy, and then the other brand, like eight brands down, you'd be like, ah, Miracle Whip. All right,
you go Skippy, Jif, Peter Pan.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much the major brands. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a pun involving a peanut butter, and those are the only ones.
Just say something about dogs licking your balls.
Dog balls.
Gold. Comedy gold.
Comedy gold. All right, next story. Do you remember when we talked about the Kim Kardashian guy, the guy who had $150,000 worth of plastic surgery to resemble Kim Kardashian, and instead he looks like
Bruce
a guy who glued Vienna sausages to his lips?
I don't remember talking about this guy.
You don't remember? We talked about him.
And by beautiful, I mean
horrendous. He's repugnant. He looks like a monster.
Oh, he looks disgusting.
He's a scary monster. He looks like a...
I think he looks
I don't
like
know
a,
what to describe him as.
He looks like a crispy like cream donut with lips.
He's got Mrs. Potato Head lips on his face.
You can kind of see.
And it looks like he has stickers for eyebrows.
Oh, they're clearly tattooed.
They're
on.
Like commas.
It looks like he's got pink slugs for lips.
The dude looks like that like magnet guy that you put the hair on.
Willy Willy?
Yeah.
It looks like an effeminate Willy Willy.
Great.
But his lips might fall off.
They're leaking, correct?
Yo, that's what happens when you have leprosy, man.
Apparently, he went on a show called Botched, where a doctor, Terry Dubrow.
A friend of the show, Jillian, had me watch that shit, and I'm sitting there eating a sandwich here for lunch, and I'm like, eventually, she got all mad at me, because I'm like, dude, turn this off. I can't eat. It's disgusting. It's like so just fucking gnarly. It's insane. I hate it.
Yeah. I was talking about this today. I work in Manhattan, so I walk around and I said, like, it's amazing to me how many frightening people you see in Manhattan. Like, how many people, like, walk around and you look at them and you're like, that person looks like a mask from a horror movie. And then you realize they just have plastic surgery.
With the plastic surgery.
Yeah, terrifying.
Man, I've seen a bunch of Rocky Dennis's walking around out there, man.
And they think they look good. Like, they look in the mirror and they're like, yeah.
Well, they spent almost $200,000 on this shit, so.
I've seen the cat lady.
Oh, you saw that monster?
Oh, my God, yo. I saw her outside. I work right over at Columbus Circle, man. She was walking around. I was like, that
there's a lot of them over in Columbus Circle.
Well, speaking of a lot of plastic surgery.
Kill it.
Let's do our...
Kill it with fire.
Let's do our last story.
Our last story.
Do you remember Courtney Stodden?
Who?
That's
yes,
the bitch you married
the,
to do from Lost, right?
Right.
The guy who was like in four episodes of Lost, but we all refer to him as the guy from Lost because he doesn't really have a career.
Doug Hutcherson?
And you know his name.
Is that right?
You should be embarrassed.
Woo!
He's like the bootleg version of the guy who plays Chucky.
I only know it because he was like 56 and he married a like 17-year-old and her mother was okay with it.
She's 20 now.
Yeah, okay.
20 now?
Yes.
Oh my God, he married like a decade ago.
Yep. Yep.
And guess Jeez. What she's got?
Fake boobs.
AIDS.
I like the slow descent to AIDS on that. No, but she apparently has a sex tape that...
Of course she does.
And she's desperately trying to stop.
So where can we see this sex tape?
Oh, Vivid will release it shortly because Vivid. It's not it's not a real sex tape. It's her diddling herself on film.
Like that chick who with the teen pregnancy bitch who like banged that porn.
She at least had a little self-respect and got banged in the ass a lot.
She had respect and she got banged in the ass a lot.
Like she wasn't half assing it, like I'm gonna like touch myself in front of a camera.
Now let me ask you a question.
She was full on ass.
Full
She's like, we're doing this, right.
Courtney Stodden.
Nowhere left to go.
Do you think she's attractive?
No.
Fuck yeah.
No. She looks gross, right?
No, she looks rubbery.
Yeah, gross.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, Mulder, seriously. Stop it.
Lou, come on.
Pass the picture around.
From the pictures I've seen, she doesn't look gross.
I'm trying to find a they don't really have a picture on here.
She looks like that's the body that
I'm
money
sorry,
built.
I'm sorry, Princess Leia. She's all right looking. She's nice in the eyes.
Well, this particular picture looked bad, but this one looks good.
Be fair, I never actually found her that attractive. Just because you have bleach blonde hair and big fake tits doesn't make you hot.
You love Pamela Anderson.
Doesn't
like
matter.
20.
I loved her in the 90s.
When she had bleach blonde
and I was 13.
Hair and big fake titties? Like, what are you talking
yeah,
about?
She looks old.
We should all be held to the standards we held when we were 13 years old.
I'm fine with that.
We don't grow up.
I still like Pamela Anderson.
I think she looks old.
She got a butterface.
No, stop it.
You know, like skinny blonde must be hot. I don't think Miley Cyrus is hot. She's a skinny blonde.
She looks like Justin Bieber.
That's... There you go. Like, just because you're skinny blonde doesn't mean you're hot.
No, she has a, like a short haircut and she has no titties.
No, I don't need big fake balloon boobs. Big bolt-ons.
I'm a big fan of big fake balloon boobs. I don't know.
That looks all right to me.
Yeah. I get why Danielle's hating because, you know, she's Princess Leia.
I never found her attractive.
You just think she looks very fake.
Well, yeah, that's my whole thing about her.
Uh-huh.
She looks very fake.
She looks like a blow-up doll, a human blow-up doll.
That's the body that money built.
But less plasticky.
I don't know.
That just means she'd be terrible in bed. She put in no effort.
That's presumptuous, Pete.
No, I think it's pretty safe to say. But just look like a fucking plastic Barbie doll since she was 16. Never had to work for a thing in her life.
Yeah, except on her back.
She's working even then, on her back. She's the kind of chick who imagines that you're just grateful to be there.
I am.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm.
The reason we're bringing up this story is that she's got this tape that she came up with the whole backstory that she was, you know, somebody stole it and they're threatening to release it. Meanwhile, she's working out million-dollar deals with Vivid Entertainment. And she's going to profit quite nicely. And she said that she's going to donate all the money that she gets from it to charity. But she's not quite sure which one.
Her charity. Her.
It's either animals or kids with cancer. That's what she's boiled it down to.
Hopefully it's kids with cancer, man.
You don't care about the animals?
Actually, you know what? Hopefully it's the animals. Because realistically, what's that guy? He's been for years trying to help kids with cancer. They ain't doing a fucking thing.
Who?
Jimmy Lewis.
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Jimmy J.J. Walker?
He's been trying to cure that cancer with dynamite.
Yeah, it was Jerry Lewis has been trying for 50 years.
Kids with cancer are not dynamite.
Jerry Lewis has been trying for 50 years to try to cure cancer. It's not happening, Jerry.
They're moving on up to heaven if you don't give us your money.
And but they got the tumors glaiving.
And that guy keeps living, right? He's got to be like 120. And he's still doing those stupid fucking drives. Telethons.
Like, do they do those still?
Yeah, you don't know it because, you know, it's probably...
No, he stopped doing that a few years ago.
It's rough to parade him out there at this point.
Yeah. Well, they had a news story where he was like, he called it quits.
No, they called it quits.
They're like, Jerry, nobody knows who you are anymore except the French.
Everyone who knows you is dead.
Why the French?
French love Jerry Lewis.
They do?
Yeah, that's a well-known stereotype.
I love a Monsieur like
Germans
Lewis.
And David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
By the way, since I just brought up David Hasselhoff, did you see that video?
Yes.
Okay.
That
Thank
horrible
you for knowing what that was. What
nightmare fuel, 80s acid trip.
They're trying to make that a movie. It's a whole thing that they're
Nobody, David Hasselhoff is trying to make that a movie.
It's a thing.
That's all that is. All right. Word. We're done.
That's it?
That's it for stupid people.
Yeah, right.
All right, so.
Yeah, let's just wrap it.
It's late on a Thursday. So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook and check us out on everything.
Everything.
From
everything.
Tumblr to Pinterest to Instagram. YouTube to Instagram.
What about Danielle's Twitter?
What's your thingy?
It's Star2D2 Girl.
Star2D2 Girl. Mm-hmm. So check out Danielle. You can see what she looks like.
Naked.
Book well, not yet. Naked. It's only been one day.
Stop it, Danielle. you're limiting our people going to the
site. I mean,
site.
Totally naked. Totally
but naked.
When we get to 1,000 followers, burn whole time.
It's quite the leap.
It'll be a gif. You can see it winking at you.
Oh, no.
Any crazy tattoos down there?
Make that booty clap, why don't you?
You'll have to find out.
You'll have to... Oh. Open-ended right there.
Well, open-ended. Yeah. See what you did there.
Oh.
Her whispering eye. She has the all-seeing Sauron eye on her butthole. For all the nerds out there.
I kind of want that now.
On your butthole?
That's the most intimate of tattoos.
I see
you. Have to be very close with your tattoo artist.
Like, if you're a tattoo artist and the guy's like, or the guy, even the girl, is like, I would like you to tattoo the all-seeing eye on my butthole. And you're just like, look, man.
It's been a long day.
I'm getting off in like an hour. Like, I can't handle that.
All right, we're going to call it a night. So, for myself and Brian and Lou and Danielle, close the door behind you. Thank you.
money, no whip. Oh, piss, growing up, I never had shit. Had a heart, got a slit, might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving now, that's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh, fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch.
Stars of Christ on the start. Dying, being on a blood. Why am I still feeling?